أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. After inviting us to Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question to insan, وَمَا لَكُمْ Allah tunfiqu fi sabilillah, and what has happened to you that you do not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorted us to spend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that Allah has made us deputies or successors in the wealth that one possesses. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the heritage of the skies and the earth. Again, just a reminder that whatever wealth we have, either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us deputies, successors in that wealth. In other words, all of it belongs to Allah, and Allah has made us trustees, and He has given it to us as amanat. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed out that we are successors in this wealth, in the fact that today we have, tomorrow we would spend, somebody else's wealth comes into our possession, our wealth goes into the possession of others. So can we not see that this wealth is fleeting in its nature? And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes another point very, very clear, that whatever ownership we have of wealth is a very superficial ownership. In other words, today we have it, and tomorrow, Allah forbid, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can take it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can have it transferred to someone else. Wa na'udhu billah, Allah can even have it destroyed. That is all in the hands of Allah. That tasarruf, the right of utilization, the right of possession, the right of removing it from possession, all is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again reminds us of this absolutely important aspect with regards to our wealth. The important aspect also is that we believe that this is the case. If we believe otherwise, that it is mine, it belongs to me, I worked hard for it, there is an entitlement, I am entitled to this wealth, then obviously that makes it all the more difficult for a person to spend in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, in the balance of the ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about two groups amongst the sahaba of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just an overview, there was that group that began to accept Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the very initial stages of the call to Islam, the very initial stages of the dawah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they continued accepting Iman. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws a distinction between the two groups of Sahaba that accepted Iman insofar as the time span was concerned. One group accepted before Fatih Makkah, before the conquest of Makkah, the victory of Makkah. And then obviously after the victory of Makkah, which took place in the 8th year of the Hijrah, then Islam began to expand. Islam spread amongst in the Arabian Peninsula and even beyond the Arabian Peninsula in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us a distinction in the two groups of Sahaba, those that accepted Iman and Islam in the earlier days before Fath Makkah, before the conquest of Makkah, and those that accepted Iman after Fath Makkah. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. From amongst you, that person who had spent before the Fath, before the conquest of Makkah, and that person that fought in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not equal. In other words, he won't be equal to that person that had accepted Iman, embraced Iman, or spent in the path of Allah, or had gone out in the path of Allah after Fath Makkah. Allah Rabbul Izzah says about those who had brought Iman, spent in the path of Allah, went out in the path of Allah before Fath Makkah, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. Those are the people who are greater in their daraja, they are greater in their ranks than those people who had spent and fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Fath Makkah. Now why is this so? Is because before Fath Makkah, especially in the earlier days of Islam, the Quraysh of Makkah, the enemies of Islam, were persecuting the Muslims. In those conditions, a handful had accepted the Iman at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a greater importance for them to spend in the path of Allah, for them to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and unwaveringly they had responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the need was greater at that particular time, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala acknowledges that they had done what they had to do. They had done for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But after Fath Makkah, those that accepted Iman, conditions had somewhat changed. Conditions had become easier. As a matter of fact, even the Hijrah was no more compulsory upon Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum after Fath Makkah. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that there was a great need and they responded to this need. But together with that, Allah then says, وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Both the groups, or all of them, those that accepted Iman in Islam before Fath Makkah, they went out in the path of Allah before Fath Makkah, they spent before Fath Makkah, and those who did all this after Fath Makkah, all the groups, each and every one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises a good reward. In other words, all of them have been accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of them have earned the quality of radiyallahu anhum waradu an, that they, Allah was happy, Allah was pleased with them, they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each one of them had different qualities about which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was pleased. Wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows full well. Allah has full knowledge of whatever you do. Man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasanan fayudha'ifahu lahu walahu ajrun kareem. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking a very important and pertinent question. Who is there to loan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful loan? Here Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala says that the heritage of the earth and the skies all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِي. Allah says He's made us deputies and successors in the wealth, and now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls us to spend in a very different way. Who is there to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful or a good loan? Now here it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need, wa na'udhu billah. It doesn't mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in need of our wealth. It doesn't mean Allah is in need of our spending. Allah is totally independent of all that. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the word loan. A loan has to be repaid, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzah wants to show that most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay us in this dunya. Allah will repay us in the hereafter much, much more than what we had spent in the path of Allah. Some ulama have stated that when this ayah was revealed, a sahabi by the name of Abu Dahdaga, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had a very beautiful orchard, and he said that I give this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes to his family that was living in the orchard, and he says to them that I have made this over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the family had to be uprooted from there and transferred to another place. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in lieu of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him an orchard in Jannah, tree for tree, the number of trees here, Allah will grant it there. And in one riwayat, those trees of Abu Dahda in Jannah will have pearls, it will be studded with pearls and different kinds of precious stones. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ, that for that person, him that makes this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it for him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him a noble and honorable reward in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.